Dave Moore on Today FM.
And this is journalist, presenter, newsreader, dancer, actor, bad joke submitter, Elaine Crowley. Hi!
Well, that's a bit of a stretch now, the dancer bit.
No. In fact, I want to bring you back to something. I don't think you're going to remember this.
Oh, God, what?
When you were in with me, I think it was the last time you were with me,
Yeah. You
said this.
And how do I say it? I was kind of more like a very excitable lettuce when I danced.
Excitable lettuce.
Like, yeah. I can't compete with that.
Nobody can.
Shocking, I'm not on Dancing with the Stars.
Listen, there'll be a time.
No, my back is too bad.
Excitable lettuce, I don't know. I think people will see that. Elaine Crowley, you said you danced like an excitable lettuce and that you would not be on Dancing with the Stars. And there we are, we found you on it.
But to be fair, I moved from the excitable lettuce to the Muppet having a fit. Because that salsa in week three, with whatever in the name of God I was wearing, I mean, my goodness gracious me, there was no coming back from
Come
that.
On, it was a brilliant thing for you to do. Did you enjoy it?
I was talking to my niece yesterday, my niece Izzy, and I was like, I think I still have PTSD after Dancing with the Stars, I swear to God. She said, you have PTSD? We have PTSD from watching you. We were mortified. I was like, thank you. I did it for you to cheer you up. Yeah. She said, that's one way of doing it.
You'll always get truth from family. You know that.
One to take off the bucket list anyway.
But it is, in fairness, and everyone I've spoken to does genuinely feel the way you feel. Even those who've done really well, even those who've won it feel like it was a life event. They don't necessarily ever want to come back and revisit, but they've done it to whatever kind of degree of success they had. Even the ones who've won it are like, that's done now.
It is a new level of tough,
isn't it?
A new level of tough. Yeah. I never in a million years. I was a bit naive. I was like, okay, I can't dance, but that's not the end of the world. I can't dance, but sure, I'll wear pretty dresses and I'll float around to songs I like.
Yeah.
I'll be twirled and la 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 la. Holy God. I am telling you, I've done boot camps in my life and this was, they were a piece of cake compared to this.
What everyone seems to say is the producers come at you with, you know, the necessary hours and they say, look, you're going to have to do a couple of hours a day and it's going to be hard work, whatever. And then you start dancing.
12 hours a week is
what
they say.
That's what
they
say, 12 hours a week. And then you start doing it and you realise, no, I need 12 hours a day at this.
Oh, at least.
And then you just push and push and push and push and...
See, when you have the fitness level of a dead snail, it's kind of hard to be doing this stuff as well, because I was like, sure, I'll get fit as it goes along.
Of course.
The naivety. Yeah. If I was to go back, I'd have pushed it ahead a year. I'd have gone to the gym 4 hours a day, got peak physical fitness, which may have like showed my bad dancing to the side a little bit. Yeah, complete idiot.
Mary says, Elaine, you were very good and I enjoyed it. Don't be putting yourself down, girl, she says. No.
But listen, I took one for the team. There's a certain cohort of curvy women in their 40s who, you know, I think...
Enjoy a
dance. Who enjoy a dance, being flung around the place in a nice jive on a Sunday, and I did it for them.
You did. Can I ask you, right? You've mentioned excitable lettuce.
Yeah.
You've mentioned dead snail.
Yeah.
Are these the characters you'll play on The Masked Singer?
Don't even go there.
Ladies and gentlemen, excitable lettuce. Joel Domet introduces you.
Don't even go there. I draw the line at that. Could you imagine what they put me in?
You're a great singer. You're a great musician. You play guitar.
I play guitar badly. I did try again, as you can't see at home now, but I have lovely French manicure, my lovely
gorgeous
French nails.
Yeah.
And I was off on my holidays a couple of weeks ago, myself and Brooke Scully, and decided to have an old sing-song at 1 o'clock in the morning, as you do after a rake of pints. So I bit off all my lovely nails, and now you can see.
You bit them off, because the sing-song was so bad. You did it because you wanted to play the guitar.
Yeah, so I was...
See, that's the thing, on your left hand, if you have beautiful, like, longer nails, you can't push the strings on the fretboard.
No.
So Elaine just...
I just bit the nails off. That's a waste of 50 quid.
It's like your man in 127 hours who sawed off his own arm to get out of the rock. You bit off your own nails to play the guitar on a sing-song with Brooke Scully. So come here, how was Tenerife for Brooke? That must have been some crack.
It was a random skite. We were... she was there already and she had been planning on going there for her birthday, and I know a few people who are more my age that were going out as well, because one of my two friends Brian and Billy said, did they need a babysitter?
That is cruel.
Like, that's just mean. I'm great fun. I'm great crack altogether.
You can be friends with Brooke Scullion and her pals.
But she works with me, of course, and I've known her donkey's years. Yeah. And Annette, another great friend of hers, was out there, and of course Robert was popping out, and I booked the Ryanair ticket. We were there one Sunday about a month before, and I said, you know, I'll book it, it's only 20 quid each way, and so if I go, I go, if I don't, I don't. I had no real notion, because, you know, at that hour of the morning I'm a bit delirious and I do anything. And then on the Sunday I went, I'm just going to go. So off I went my merry way. And the sun was shining in Tenerife. The sun was also shining in Ireland. Every time I leave this country, we get a heat wave.
That.
I come back. I'm off on my holidays right at the moment. I'm in with you on my holidays. And what's the weather like?
Yeah.
There you go.
Geek. I want to talk about Ditched. Okay, so this is you're going to make your movie debut. Have you ever done anything before acting-wise?
Yeah, kind of. When I was in college, because I did film in college for a bit, so I did the odd student thing. But see, my cunning plan for doing film and broadcasting was to be a director and cast myself in movies.
Oh, clever.
But then I started working at the weekends at a local radio station. You get bit by the broadcasting bug, and the next thing, 25 years goes by and here you are.
And you've never directed a movie and cast yourself in it?
No, I haven't. I'm actually working on a script as well for a pilot with Caroline Grace Cassidy, who she's...
Oh, because so Caroline Grace Cassidy wrote the book.
Yeah.
Bride Squad Runaway. Which has been turned into a movie called Ditched.
Yeah.
Which you're going to play a guard in.
I know, isn't that hilarious? The irony. Me, an enforcer of the law.
There's nothing ironic about it at all. I'm sure you'll uphold the law at every turn. So come here, what's the, like, elevator pitch me the movie? What's the story with it?
It's kind of like White Lotus-esque. It's about female friendship, three women. One of them gets dumped at the altar and they go off on a little adventure. Kind of Thelma and Louise without the death at the end.
Okay, yeah, good. Good to remove that element.
And because I play a guard in it, I'm not one of the main parts. I don't know why, I'd be absolutely fabulous.
Yeah, I mean,
almost as good as my dancing, I'd say. But yeah, obviously, madness ensues.
Okay, and so guards are involved. Arrests are involved, right. So this hasn't even been shot yet?
It hasn't been shot yet. There's a little delay in the production because the director scheduled, but it will. It is happening. Everything is in place just to get the start date apart from the...
And are we looking at maybe 2026 for a release?
I would. Could you imagine how funny that could be, me in a movie? I'd probably be brutal.
I know you won't. You'll be amazing.
I might be brilliant.
I think you will be brilliant.
I might be brilliant and Oscar-winning stuff.
Are you brilliant at driving?
Oh, you're not doing this.
The reason I ask is last time you were on, I have another clip to play. You said this live on my radio show. Listen to your voice.
This is the year. I am saying it now, live on the Dave Moore Show, that I will learn to drive properly this year.
That was 2024. It's now 2025.
What month in 2024 was it?
I'm not sure. But my question to you,
Elaine,
is...
Surprisingly enough, no. I still cannot drive. However, I have driven a car
since. Okay, good progress.
Yeah, but I had a driving lesson.
One.
Yeah. I drove all around Talla, didn't crash into anything.
Good.
I was there for almost an hour and a half, absolutely perfect. And then I went on holidays and then I came back and I forgot to do the other 11 lessons. But you know, they're still there waiting to be done. It's just, I don't know. I think I need an automatic car and I live in town and I'm putting loads of excuses. Actually, I need someone to film me every day and shame me into driving. Because
I don't mind driving anymore. I would love... If anyone's listening, because you're not directing yourself, of course, if anyone's listening, if they would do a reality TV show where it's Elaine Crowley learns to drive. Come on.
Don't be giving the producers in Ireland
an idea. All the little GoPros in the car, you effing and blinding.
They sent me out to Mondello a couple of years ago and I drove around Mondello in a storm.
That's clever.
In a storm. And I didn't crash either. It's just...
See, you've got a record of not crashing.
I know.
But that's why I'm going to put you to the test.
Twice I've driven in the last
I'm going to put you to the test, Elaine, in Dave's driving test. Welcome along, young lady. I'm going to ask you a series of questions. We're going to see, will you pass or fail your driver's test?
Okay.
Elaine, please give me three reasons why you'd use your horn. Come on now.
To get geese out of the way.
Okay, good answer first. I like it. Geese.
To startle pedestrians.
Who
are eating ice cream.
Oh, right. I thought they were maybe going across the road, but no, startle them for eating ice cream.
And if you see a fanciable builder.
Give him a beep. We'll give you that's a point on the board.
Thank you very much.
You've driven over broken glass and you have a puncture. What do you do?
You drive into a garage and change
your
tire.
Punctured.
You can drive in a puncture for a little while. Can't you not?
Not giving you that one. If you got run flat tires on
Does
a very
everyone
specific...
have run flat tires?
No, I don't think so.
Well, I was going on the run flat tire premise. The two cars I drove in the last year had run flat tires.
Okay. Your brother, Brendan...
Oh, poor Brendan.
...calls you... Hi, Brendan, you're not getting away with this. He calls you to say there's a loose cow on the road that you're driving on to work. What do you do?
He'd probably say the loose cow is me. After the last time, in fairness, the last time I was on, he got an awful doing. He had the most famous testicles in Ireland for a while. Poor Brendan. And he actually texted me, saying, I promise I will not text in anything today. I learned my lesson.
And here you are
and
talking
now,
about
Brendan,
his
it's not my fault, it's Dave.
I'll give you that one. What sound do windscreen wipers make? Can't argue with that.
Lots depends on the weather.
That's 3 out of 4. Let's see if you get 4 out of 5, you pass.
My driving test. Yes. This is my theory
this is
test.
This is your theory test. Your car starts making this noise. Do you A, take it to a mechanic? B, turn the radio up so you can't hear it? Or C, ask it nicely to stop? It just needs emotional support.
I would go with C.
Just be nice to it.
Yeah, be nice. It's just having a traumatic day. Oh no, look what's happening. Oh dearie me, my life is terrible. It's raining. My wipers aren't working.
I'll give you that. And finally, you're almost there. Tell your worst, best car-related joke. And if I laugh, you will pass your driver's test. Give us your best.
You've thrown down the gauntlet.
I have.
My worst. You know I'm a fan of the bad jokes.
Elaine often DMs me on Instagram with bad jokes, and I think I've put every single one of them to air. There was,
in fairness, they're terrible.
They are terrible. That's what I love. There was bad dumps. There was the whole the sheep and the that one. You had a couple other ones. You had. There was another one I can't remember off the top of my head now, but I definitely had your joke.
It was probably the best bad joke you ever had, Dave. Seriously, come on.
Okay, go on. Give us your car bad joke.
Right. Let me think. Dum 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 dum. Okay. I like this one.
I swear she's so giddy about it already. It hasn't even happened.
What do you call a Mexican who lost his car?
Is it all?
Carlos.
Carlos, she's done it. She's passed her driver's test. There's a voice note in for you.
Okay.
You might recognise this voice.
Hi, Lane. You may not be a good dancer, but you're a great auntie.
Oh, it's that's your niece. Eli.
There you go.
It's a nephew.
Oh,
he's,
you sure?
Eli. Yeah.
He said niece.
It's Eli, a nephew. Oh, he's so
nephew.
Sweet. Actually, he'd bought a lovely little tuxedo and all to wear for Dancing with the Stars, but sure, I got booted out before he came up, unfortunately. But he still loves me.
Tara says, oh my God, I want to give Elaine Crowley driving lessons. I'm an instructor in Cork. I'm willing to travel. We'll need bed and board, says Tara.
Dara?
Yeah.
I wonder where you want to be.
Okay, come here. One thing I didn't do there very quickly when I had you was, because you've been in recently enough, I asked you a load of my quickfire questions, but I realised since I've asked you those questions, I've changed one of the quickfire questions to what are you currently obsessed with? And I never asked you, and I need to ask you, Elaine, what are you currently obsessed with?
Funny you should mention that, Dave, that I may have thought about this before I came in. I'm currently obsessed with beetroot. Beetroot, what? Do you like beetroot?
I don't like beetroot.
Why not? Beetroot is very nutritious.
I'm sure it is. Lots of things are nutritious I don't like. But go on, why are you obsessed with beetroot?
There's a certain type of beetroot. I know people are going to think I'm bonkers. This one, they think I'm bonkers. Anyway, it's sweet and fiery beetroot. And you get it in Tesco in the little care. So it's sweet. It's lovely. I eat it like chocolates.
What?
Yeah, it's lovely. And do you know what? I love you so much.
Yeah.
I brought it in.
Stop. I'm not eating beetroot on the radio.
You are eating beetroot on the radio. I came in. You have called me a lettuce, an excitable lettuce.
No, you called yourself an excitable lettuce.
You reiterated it. And then you, after...
A dead snail.
Is you outed my lack of driving. I mean, you've archived all of this stuff, and God knows I'm going to have to listen back to this before the next time I come on.
Okay, I'll tell you, I'll do you a deal, right? By the way, hilariously, this Beatrice is sitting on the studio table. Here she comes. Go on, open up there. Go on. I'll do you a deal. Yeah. You need to make a prediction.
Yeah.
For 2025.
Yeah.
About you.
Yeah.
Right, like you did say, like, I'm not going to be a Dancing with the Stars, and you said I'm going to learn how to drive. You give me something like that, and then I'll taste that utter... What is that?
Smell it. It's delicious.
Now, we do have a rule in this radio show that we don't eat on the radio, so Maria, don't worry, I'm not going to, you know, abuse that rule. We'll have to play a song while we're eating. Oh, Christ. It's very tangy.
But it's spicy.
It's very tangy.
And vinegary. Well, do you like pickles?
No.
Yeah. Well, tough luck.
It's also very serious, isn't it?
What do you mean beetroot's serious?
Like, it's very, very savoury.
No.
You said it was like chocolate.
Yeah, for me it's like chocolate. I like celery as well. I like weird stuff.
Not like that.
You may have noticed.
Okay, we'll play
I
Chapel.
Like you, sure.
That's very savoury. Okay, I've got pink fingers and I've got a pink tongue because I just tried Elaine's fiery and sweet. Is that what it is? Sweet and fiery?
A sweet and fiery beetroot.
Maureen says, hello Dave, tell Elaine that I love that beetroot and eat it like her too. It's delicious. Love your show and Elaine is so sound. I love celery too. Maureen, you're right about everything there.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, are you right about the beetroot? Because I just tried it during Pink Pony Club.
Wait for it, people. Wait for it. Give a verdict.
Oh, hang on, I'm giving the verdict with the wrong thing up here.
Dave Moore.
I expected to gick the beetroot into the bin. Because it's beetroot. And it's tangy. I tried it. And you know what? It was really nice.
Yay!
It was actually really
Where's
nice. It genuinely
going?
Was. I'll give you an applause now. Hang on, yeah, I'll give you a applause.
See, I wouldn't do you wrong.
You actually didn't do me wrong. I can't believe how nice it was.
I know.
Now, I still have to get past the mental block of him eating slippery beetroot.
Well, you're not supposed to eat it with your fingers normally. You use a utensil, Dave. That's right. His fingers are actually bright,
bright pink
now, yeah.
But anyway, listen, your new obsession, I'll be lying if I said it become my new obsession, but it might be something that I might look at as I pass it on the shelf and go, do you know what? I'll get one.
Chop it into your salad for the summer.
Don't eat salad. You know anything about me at all.
Well, you ate a bit of salad there, technically.
I did eat a bit of salad, yeah. Well, thank you for opening my palate to
lettuce, salad, beetroot.
Lettuce.
No.
You're here working for the vegans. I know what you're up to. Right, I will properly let you go now, Elaine. Thank you very much.
I promise that you'll release me. I can actually leave the studio now.
Keep an eye on Today FM for photos of myself and Elaine, plus me trying a bit of beetroot. It's all there at Today FM. Elaine, thank you so much.
It's been a pleasure as always.
Dave Moore on Today FM.